you know, when we're being silly. And hello, everybody. It is September 27th, 2022.
Seriously, how the hell is it the 27th already?
I don't know.
The year's almost over.
Stop it.
Time means nothing anymore.
Time doesn't exist.
Seriously, it was just January and I was just in Florida.
Literally.
Well, like, it was just June and the kids were going on summer break. And now they've already been in school for a month.
Gross.
I was telling my husband the other day, like, I was just looking around at my messy house and thinking to myself, how did time, start going so fast? I used to have so much more time to just do things, right? Mm-hmm. To, like, clean my house, do the laundry, go grocery shopping, cook, meal prep for the whole week, and work three jobs. And now I don't have time for anything. You
turn
know?
Around and it's like, what the fuck just happened?
Like, I really think that time has actually sped up and we just don't. No one told us.
Well, we wouldn't know.
Well, wasn't there a thing like a month ago that somebody said that the world is spinning faster?
Yes.
Yes.
So would that do it?
Well, okay. So I have a theory that maybe like it's spinning a lot faster than we are being told, and they just don't know what to do about it because that would freak everyone out, you know?
Okay. Did you guys watch the DART, NASA DART last night?
No.
Was that the one that they crashed into a...
Oh my God, it was groundbreaking, history making, and it was fucking spectacular. And NASA is on goddamn point, and they will defend our planet. Like, that was the test, was planetary defense.
Oh.
And they fucking nailed it. Like, on the video, it was live streamed of the live stream from the rocket. And, like, you could see it within, like, inches of the surface with high resolution photo.
Cool.
And then it just went blank and it said impact. Like, they were not.
It wasn't as simple as we are going to send a satellite up to run into a meteor.
No.
Because, like, that's what's all over the internet right now.
Well, they were trying to see if they can move an asteroid from hitting the Earth.
Like, independent. Nope, not independent.
They're changing they're trying to change the trajectory.
Got it.
By a man-made missile or satellite or whatever.
They already made a movie about that. Shouldn't they be able to redo?
I know.
If we can make movies about it, we've already done it.
So, I mean, it was absolutely spectacular. It was so much fun watching, like, and I'm going to say this the most best, like, loving way, the nerds at NASA. It, like, explosions of happiness.
Yeah.
Like, tears and hugging. And Bill Nye, the science guy, was there. Like, he's head of the Planetary Society. Like, it was so beautiful.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could hear the commentator, like, gasping as it was happening because she was so in awe of what was happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they just avoided another asteroid that were flying near each other. And you can see it pass on the live video.
Wow.
And they were so close enough that you could see, like, the boulders on it.
I'm going to have to look that up.
And then they went straight to the... Oh, my God. They did so good. Okay. I just had to talk about that a minute.
Did I ever tell you that my aunt works for NASA?
What?
Mm-mm.
I need to meet her. At once.
Sophie needs to meet
her. She's an engineer. I'm not exactly sure what she does, but she... as a contract employee at NASA.
That's fucking spectacular. Yeah. Good job.
Can I work for her?
Right. We'll just bring her coffee.
She needs three assistants right now.
Hey, Sarah's cousin at NASA.
My aunt. My dad's younger sister.
Hey, hire us as your assistants.
Yes.
While you make these life-changing discoveries and all this stuff.
I don't think she's in the planetary section. There's a whole bunch to NASA.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
I know.
It's all connected.
But once you get in, you're in.
Yeah.
I get in, I'm in.
That's
I'm
going
to stay there
long-term
and I'm going to go to the moon.
Right.
So, Aunt Sis, if you're listening to this, we'll be down to Cleveland shortly.
Yes. We're going to visit you, whether you like it or not. You're part of NASA and we're excited.
Yeah.
So yeah, that just happened last night.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I have to look that up. I haven't seen the video yet.
It's a really long live stream. It's like an hour and a half. If you go to the last like 15 minutes, it's when it's close.
Nice.
And like all the really important stuff is happening. Nice. So, yeah. And just Google NASA. It'll be right on there. Or, I mean, YouTube it. We all took big, deep breaths. So apparently we're going to the next segment. Oh, yeah, we all just switched our brains. So what are we talking about now?
Yeah, sometimes you don't really need a segue. You could just, like,
start talking about something different. So, this is After Hours at the 12th House. I'm Sarah.
I'm Carmen.
I'm Cass.
And this episode is brought to you by Gourds and Retrogrades. Because all of the planets are retrograde. Actually, I don't know that for sure. But Cass will let us know.
Every planet is in retrograde right now except for Mars and Venus. And obviously the sun and moon. But yeah. Yeah. And Mars is in shadow period of retrograde, so... It's only half, like one and a half.
So you're telling me all the fuckery that's been happening.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. So when is all of this fuckery ending?
So some of it ends this month, coming up here in October, but we also are entering into the Mars retrograde, which is one of the rarer ones. So that's a pretty important transit and eclipse season. So
oh, man.
We're just kind of switching from one kind of fuckery to a different one.
I feel so powerful during eclipse season.
As you should.
Like, that is my time. Yeah. The moon phases are like, yeah, that's what my body does. But, like, the eclipses, that's the powerful shit for me.
Eclipses are really cool because it doesn't matter if you don't really believe in astrology. You can ask people what happened during, you know, certain like eclipses and just the significance of them. Like everyone's life transforms during eclipse season.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping for some major changes.
Same. What are your major changes you want? Some of them at least.
Well, nope, I'm not ready.
Okay, fair. Fair enough. Okay.
Soon
maybe we'll the next episode.
Maybe our next episode.
We'll delve into Sarah's psyche. Okay, maybe not.
You never know.
Just come in the store and talk to us, guys. Yeah, we're seriously really cool.
Yep, that's a great idea. Just come into the store.
Yep, yep. Okay, Cass, keep going.
I wasn't. Oh, I was just talking about retrogrades. Yeah.
Oh yeah, retrogrades.
Yeah. Well, first we just had a new moon in Libra. That kind of starts off the lunar month. So we can talk about that. How was the new moon for everyone that was on Sunday?
I feel like it was stupid. Like I've been so exhausted.
Damn.
This I feel like that drained me.
Yeah.
Like pure, like psychological, physical exhaustion.
Yeah. Well, it was a pretty intense shift from that, you know, waning moon into the new moon. That whole week was emotional. Yeah, I mean, it was the last lunar cycle of the zodiac last month, so we were really like wrapping up a whole year's worth of change in some way. And yeah, here we are, like a fresh start.
Yeah, we wrapped it up in a shit covered bow.
You know, that feels about right.
Sometimes you just gotta get things out. Yeah. No matter what. No matter if it feels like it's time or not, you know?
Sometimes, yeah, absolutely.
Release it.
Yep. Feel it so you can heal it.
I actually slept quite a bit this weekend.
That's good.
Yeah. I had my first day off in like 2 weeks.
That's good.
Yeah. Need to rest.
Mm-hmm. And I've been falling asleep easier. So I don't know if it's what it is right now.
The moon shift, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and we went from Virgo season into Libra season, and so that's a mutable into a cardinal sign, and we had a season change.
So. That's about when that hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, sorry, did you notice guys. We had like a 70s and 80s, and then seriously,
all of a sudden it's freezing.
All of a sudden it's freezing. It's like, yep, Libra's I'm summer. Cold yep, I'm cold.
I am not ready.
It's the Libra's cold little hearts.
That's rude.
I mean, and Carmen can speak to that because she's got a double Libra at home who's a teenager.
Excuse me, ma'am. Libras are ruled by Venus, so.
It's like the little cold center, and then you protect your little cold center with a bleeding heart.
Mm-hmm.
But that cold little center makes that cynical outlook on life. And then you feel deeply around that. And that's just, I mean, that's just what I've experienced with my double Libra. She's a double Libra Virgo.
I think that it's not intentionally cold. I think Libra being the scales of balance, it's more you see both sides too well and you are able to form an indifference.
Or you're learning to do that.
Yeah.
Because she's 15.
Right. So I mean, that's developing. That's developing.
She's pretty cynical right now.
Yeah.
But also loves deeply. Her love language is aggression.
Cardinal signs. We're like, feisty.
She has made that as a statement to more than one person. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm sorry, it's aggression. If I love you, I'm going to tackle your ass.
Yep. Like, that's my Aries best friend. She is just a little fighter.
Yeah, Spitfire is what I call her.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's going to go places in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to learn the balance.
Yeah.
And she's the earth sign, too.
Yeah, she'll find it.
She'll get it. And that's why she can be grounding when she wants to be.
Yeah.
Other times, she's just a bleeding heart.
Oh.
Yep. Why are you staring at me like
that? I know, you look like you have something to say, Sarah.
Open your mouth and say it.
I just don't know.
About what?
About anything right this second.
Oh my God, seriously. Mm. Like, that's how the last like 3 weeks have felt.
I just
don't know.
I just told somebody the other day, like, I'm just waiting for the universe to just put me exactly where I'm supposed to be and doing exactly the things I'm supposed to be doing because I don't know. I'm just here.
But that's part of it, is learning your place in the universe. Right. Is learning to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And following that, not forcing it, not pushing it.
So, like, I feel like I'm in the right spot. I felt that way for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, not quite 2 years ago, but that place 2 years ago pushed me to where I am.
Yeah.
And I've felt that way, but, like, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
It's been a struggle for everybody.
It's like I am on that struggle bus hard. And, you know, I mean, it was 2 years since my dad passed and other personal things have come up. And,
yeah,
you know, the store and keeping it going for all the people that need it.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And then
it's like a sense of responsibility.
Yeah. To your but community. Then there's also that point and that I'm not doing enough and that it could be better. And where's all the people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's all me second guessing everything that I've done since I've opened the store.
Yeah.
And the opening could have been better. And I should have done this and this and this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's when, like, living in depression, you know?
Yeah.
The past is depression because we wish we could change it and we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's live in the moment.
So there's going to be some really cool things, new products in the store coming up this fall.
Yeah, so we're really excited about them.
We really want to, I think we're going to have a Halloween party. We're just not sure what day yet because Halloween's on a Monday.
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. We'll look and get back to you. But, I don't know. I'm really apprehensive about, like, this fall and going into October and November. And
It almost feels antsy. Like, we don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
Like, something big feels like it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, like, is it big in my personal life? Is it big in Grand Rapids? Is it big in the fucking world?
Yeah.
So, I've been hearing people talk about, like, a second awakening, honestly. Like, I feel like we're on the edge of this next level, basically.
A new wave?
Yeah. Well, and more people are going to wake up. Yeah. And the woken are going to have upgrades, basically. Like, I keep getting messages from my friends who are like, I've been waiting for a while now, not knowing what was going to happen, but I feel like I'm waking up again.
Yep.
Like, there's all this new information I'm thinking about and researching, and
maybe that's it. And I'm just not.
We're right on the edge.
Focusing on it enough. Or maybe it's too much coming at me. And,
well, yeah, there's been a lot going on. And it's not just the store either. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have our personal lives too.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard to balance those things.
And summer gets so busy anyway, you know, in West Michigan.
Yep. And we get lost in time and it's hard.
And it's been retrograde season, you know. We've had all these planets in retrograde. We are having a little bit of a lift of that. Starting at the beginning of the month, luckily. So we'll have Mercury station direct on the 2nd in Virgo, and then we'll have a week later Pluto will station direct in Capricorn. And that transit has been one of the bigger ones of the year, in my opinion, because it was the last retrograde in Capricorn before Pluto ingresses into Aquarius next year, which is huge. Pluto's been in Capricorn since 2008.
Whoa.
Jeez. Yeah.
Whoa.
So this is
Got all cozy in there.
Yeah. When planets retrograde, it's a reflection, it's a review, it's a revising, you know.
Yeah.
Pluto is all of our transformation. It's one of the most important planets in the zodiac, you know, or in the planetary system. Although some people don't recognize it as a planet.
Well, they're idiots.
They are idiots.
Right.
Shut up, NASA. You're doing this.
We're talking about how much
we
love NASA. Now we're like,
NASA, this is the one thing. Come on. It's your one job.
Give it back its planethood.
Right? We have a whole generation of people who grew up with it as a planet.
Well, actually, I'm glad that we brought that up because that reminds me that Pluto was demoted as a planet right before Pluto went into Capricorn. Because I believe that was in 2006 that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, Has it been 16 years? Seriously?
Yeah, I think I have a note of it in here. I'm going to just verify because...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had written that down and it's like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because the significance of that is... I don't know, it's pretty big in my opinion. I think it's in my other notebook, but... Yeah, right before going into Capricorn, which is this, from Sagittarius to Capricorn, like Sagittarius is all about expansion and adventure.
Uh-huh.
And we go into Saturn Capricorn, which is restrictions and, you know, saying no to things.
Boundaries.
And, yeah, boundaries is a very good one.
Yeah, people are learning that hard again.
Yeah.
Boundaries. I feel like that's the second wave of what's going on. People were healing, and now people are setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, I was preaching boundaries, but nobody was quite doing it yet.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, okay, I need boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
Like, let's do the boundaries.
And then I think we can get carried away with our boundaries, too.
Like, well, yes.
Especially when you go through most of your life not setting them, not being able to set boundaries, and then you start learning how and you get better at it. Sometimes you like want to set so many boundaries and you just like set too many. So then you have to learn how to balance that out too and know what are the healthy boundaries and what you can be more flexible on.
Absolutely. And that's know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring it out.
And sometimes that's really hard because then you're thinking you have boundaries and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't talked to anybody in like a week and a half, or I should have called this person and I didn't. But was that a boundary, or was that just me being lazy.
Not lazy. It's been hard.
You know?
I don't think any of us have been lazy. I don't think that's the problem. I think that when it's hard,
it doesn't feel like
shelter
it.
In place. Yeah. In our brains, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not, that's self-care. That's self-preservation.
Exactly.
It's not being lazy.
Yeah.
When you can't focus outside of yourself, focus inside of yourself.
Yeah.
Yep. And if that means sitting on your couch when you have nothing to do, do it.
What about when you're sitting on your couch and you have 10,000 things to do?
Mm-hmm. Then do it.
But you can't.
No, I mean, like, just relax. Allow yourself that.
That's a hard spot for me to get into. Yeah. That it's okay that I, mm-hmm. you know. Stop. Like, this weekend, Saturday, we were talking about, like, who's going to work on Sunday? And Butch hasn't worked a Sunday in, like, 3 weeks. We were gone for one of them, but I worked the other two. And then now we're open on Mondays.
Yeah.
And I'm here on Tuesdays, so it's like I don't get a whole day off.
Right.
I did on Sunday, and it was amazing. I didn't do a damn thing.
Awesome.
I did laundry. I can't say I didn't do anything.
But see, you weren't lazy. You did a thing that you were able to accomplish, and you had a day off.
Yeah.
It's not lazy. It's healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that transitions us right into the full moon in Aries that we have coming up, because that'll be conjunct to Chiron, who's been in retrograde, and he's one of the centaur asteroids, and his mythology is he's the wounded healer. So him in the chart, interpreting that is all about where our wounds are and how and when we heal them.
Shut up. When is that happening?
The full moon. The full moon is on the 9th. In Aries, yeah.
This is my rising sign.
Yeah.
It means it's time to rise above and heal. Fuck.
And we had the Aries new moon at the beginning of April. So that's that full 6 month cycle that we talked a little bit about on the last podcast, how that works.
Okay.
So think back to what started healing then, because that new moon was conjunct to Chiron as well. And there was a lot of activation with that.
Mm-hmm. There sure was.
So family whatever, stuff mostly. Yeah, whatever was healing, was began healing then. Mm-hmm. This is kind of where we can reassess that and reward ourselves.
You know what's crazy that you say this? Yeah. Like, I did start assessing more in April, March, about my external family, like my extended family.
Yeah.
And then in the past 2 weeks, I've been thinking about it again.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot easier to think about.
Yeah.
And like my path about it seems a lot more clear now. Mm-hmm. And there's less pain while thinking about it.
Yes.
Yep. Like before it was just sobbing and feeling really shitty. And now it's like, oh, these were correct like boundaries that I set.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't outside of what I should expect from them.
Yeah.
Because they're family.
Yeah.
But chosen family sometimes is the better family.
Yeah. We've both had that in the same house axis in our chart. It's in your first house in my seventh. And
we're mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it's also been like family because I don't speak to most of my family anymore. And I like have chosen my family. You know, I have a very great friend group and I have lots of friends that I love so much, so it's like that's my family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's also our relationships too that's been a highlight.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been so much going on. So much. And then we do sit and feel lazy
and we don't have to. And that's the thing about Chiron though, is he had to he had to kind of hermit himself after doing his healing work because we need to recharge.
Yeah.
So he had to go, you know, he lived like outside of the community because he needed his space. He needed to rest and recharge and be alone because he was giving so much healing to his community.
Dude.
Yeah. It's healthy. It's self-care, like you said.
Stepping away can be self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see you doing that.
Doing what?
You providing that self-care for a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm. I try.
Like this summer.
Yeah.
And then one of our other friends, that was all she did this summer. Mm-hmm. And now going into this fall season, she's like, well, I need to step back and really like take care of myself right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's been great.
Yeah. And I think she's going to start doing that. So that makes everything she did this summer better almost.
Yeah. All the healing and work. Yeah. And hard stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There should always be a rest period after such strong emotions and healing and change. Mm-hmm. It's the same as we expect from like a football practice. You work hard, you train, and then you rest. Yeah. They don't expect you to go after practice and practice more.
Right.
They want you to go home and rest. Mm-hmm. Drink water, sleep. Like,
right.
Stretch your brain, stretch your muscles. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay. But that's all part of the self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can be hard on ourselves. That's fine. But we have to recharge from that.
Right. I mean, and just don't be too hard on yourself either. You know, give yourself some grace. And
but we're humans, though.
Yeah.
So that's inevitable.
We're always harder on ourselves than
we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people push, stop being so hard on yourself. It's impossible. It's literally impossible to not be hard on yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Be hard on yourself if that's how you feel.
Yeah, maybe get it out.
Get it out. Yeah. Feel it so you can heal it. Yeah. We need that on a sticker.
Just do feel it quick.
So you can heal it. It's the same with all those secondary emotions, you know? Yeah. Like, you have to feel it to know what you are feeling.
And, of course, those of us with childhood traumas.
Yeah.
It's harder to do.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. But that's why therapists are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Or tarot readers are wonderful. Yeah.
I mean, we're just saying.
Astrologists are wonderful. We have all these ways to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's utilize them so we can get better together.
Yes.
Because none of us can do this alone.
And that's why we're here. And I think that's maybe part of this month's energy with the Aries Libra, because Aries is more about the self, where Libra is more about union.
Mm-hmm.
The balance between masculine and feminine, and in creating unity with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I lost my train of thought, but I think I said it.
Finding the balance in there.
I said what I needed to say.
Yeah.
Well, when we train off, we're done.
Anywho. All right, so yeah, and then we have Saturn coming out of its retrograde as well on the 23rd. So we're getting a little bit of a lift from the retrograde energy before we have Mars entering retrograde, and that is going to be at the end of the month after the first eclipse in Scorpio. So we're going right into eclipse season 2, which is big.
There's always a lot of big energy around eclipse season.
Big energy.
This is probably going to be an intense season, just with the activation with Uranus in Taurus. And
we're not 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Sorry. Uranus.
See, that's why I say it that way.
But we all know.
You activate Uranus. Sorry.
Well, I mean, if that's what you're into.
Let your freak flag fly. I love it.
Great. Yeah, we have the first eclipse that's on the 25th.
Sarah, stop doing that with your face.
Sorry, it really is my face. It does things I'm not wanting it to do, but I can't control it.
I'm a professional. Okay. Swear to dog.
Swear.
Okay, go ahead, Cass.
All right, so yeah, we have that's on the 25th, that new moon eclipse in Scorpio. So it's the energy of a new moon, but with that very intense eclipse energy added into that. So think back to Taurus season this spring. That was our first eclipse season in Taurus and Scorpio. So this is kind of the middle point, getting ready to switch into the end of this season of eclipses.
Okay.
Out of Taurus and Scorpio and into Aries and Libra next year. So next year it'll be bouncing between both signs all year. So this is a big season for us to kind of shift into the cycle out of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So pay attention, think back to the spring, and that will give you some insight as to what might come up for you. And then we have Jupiter, which has been in retrograde, going back into Pisces, and I'm so excited for this transit because that Jupiter through Pisces transit was so beautiful throughout the spring and the beginning of the year. Jupiter went into Pisces in December.
Okay.
And it was there through May, through the middle of May. And it was a very, like, just magical time for me, at least. And I saw magic all around me, and, like, just things that were coming through, like downloads and things that were coming in. I was just mind blown. So I'm excited I'm excited to get that energy back and kind of refocus on those things that came through and do what they came to me for, you know. And I think everyone else is gonna feel that as well. So I'm excited about that one for sure. That's on the 28th that Jupiter will go back into Pisces.
But isn't that kind of when shit started going south for a little bit? It was like beginning of June.
Yep. End of May, beginning of June.
Yeah. And then time existed not at all.
Yep. And then now it's September 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jupiter, I think got about 8 degrees into Aries before it stationed retrograde, so it didn't get very far.
It was like just the tip.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We started on the dirty joke, so that's where this is going if we go much longer.
Yes.
The tip.
Just the tip.
It was like a tease. Sorry.
That's what she said.
Yes, exactly. Why am I in charge of this?
Who said you're in charge?
Oh, shit. The SmackDowns, the gloves are coming off. She's pulling her earrings out.
We're all wearing cool earrings today.
Mine are little tiger eye pumpkins.
Yeah, they're so super cute.
Dangly.
Hanging from Sarah's smoky quartz balls.
Raven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are yours? They look like moons from this angle.
They're evil eye hoops.
Oh, nice. They're very cute.
Yeah. Speaking of evil eyes, we have a ton in the store now.
Oh my God, yeah, we do.
A ton.
All of the things. We have so many ways to get an evil eye, you guys. For real. Like, we have Christmas, Halloween / ornaments.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. We have jewelry.
Necklaces and jewelry and rings.
Yeah.
Earrings.
Come get your protection.
We've got what you crave. That protection. I don't know what that was, but
just go with it.
Yes, come get the protection before Mars goes into retrograde on the 30th. That's the end of the month
of October.
Yes.
Oh, we should make a Mars retrograde room spray.
We should.
Should it smell spicy? What should it smell like, Cass?
I mean, Mars is always spicy.
I think cinnamon, like fire.
But this is in Gemini.
Spicy.
Which the doesn't spicy feel as spicy to me. Gemini's like intellectually spicy.
We'll come up
Mars
with something Gemini. Good.
We're going to come up with something. Spicy.
Mars retrograde room spray.
Yeah. Should be citrusy.
I like orange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Orange, lemon, cinnamon.
Ooh.
No clove, though. Clove feels wrong. Maybe the star anise.
Ooh.
No? You don't like that one? It smells like black licorice.
It's funny. Ugh. Sometimes I like it, but it's got to be mixed with something else.
So we got to try it.
What about nutmeg?
Nutmeg? Ooh.
Cardamom.
Yeah. See, we're going to do it, you guys.
Yep.
Just come see us and we'll get your shit ready for what? Mars?
Mars retrograde.
Retrograde.
Mars will be retrograding through Gemini until January. So it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mars is the planet of energy, motivation, aggression. Mars is a god of war.
Spicy.
Yes. Mars is always spicy. But Gemini is more intellectual. So that's why Mars and Gemini is like smart, spicy.
Maybe we should do some cool crystals that stand for the Gemini and then the spiciness of Mars.
We'll make you a whole little bag.
You guys, you're going to love it. Come see us.
Yes.
Moral of the story, come see us.
Come see us.
Yep. Sorry, I zoned out for a minute. Out.
So
that's... wrap us up the astrology for the month. Awesome. What's everyone being for Halloween? Does anyone have ideas?
I got a Catwoman outfit.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
My husband's going to be Heath Ledger. Really? Joker.
The Joker?
Okay. Yeah. And he wanted me to be Harley Quinn.
That would have been good.
But Heath Ledger's Joker doesn't have a Harley Quinn.
So Catwoman.
I picked Catwoman.
Catwoman is always good.
I'm going to be a tired, exhausted mom.
I thought you said a tiger.
Like always.
I'm going to be a tiger mom.
I mean, I earned my stripes, so.
You've already earned your stripes.
Exactly. No, I'm going to be an exhausted mother. That's valid. My kids are all teenagers now. None of them want to go trick-or-treating with me.
We'll have a good Halloween party here.
I'll have to figure something out.
Something on.
Oh, my God. I have, like, a toga dress.
Toga,
I'm
going to
be some sort of
toga.
Goddess. How about that?
Yes.
Athena.
No, not me. Not for me. No, 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 Sarah. No, no, no.
Artemis?
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
I was planning on dressing up as Lilith. So I was
fucking
on the goddess.
Of course you are.
The goddess vibes too.
Of course. You're gonna come to our party, right? Like
I hope I can make it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll try to figure out a day that you can be there close to Halloween. How about that?
Well, it can't be the weekend because she always works.
Well, and my anniversary. My 1 year anniversary is this month too, so.
Oh yeah.
That is the 16th.
We'll figure it out, you guys. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll plan it and then let everybody know.
And there'll be deals and snacks and trick-or-treats.
And possibly karaoke, you guys.
Ooh.
I'm going to talk Sarah into it. Don't tell her. She can't hear me at all.
No. I have no idea what's happening.
She plays nice for me. Sometimes. All right, guys.
Well, thanks good for luck. Listening, and good luck throughout the next month.
Yeah. For real. We'll have an update for you in a month at least to figure out what else is coming and check in with how we're feeling.
It'll be the middle of eclipse season because the next, the full moon in Taurus will be the next eclipse too, so... Okay. We'll be checking in and seeing how that first one went and letting you know what is coming up with the next.
Yes.
So, fall season. Anything witchy or fun or fall things related coming up?
Yeah, the Samhain Fest from the Witches of West Michigan. And I'm going to be a reader there.
When is that?
Sometime. You know,
we'll post it down below.
Coming up. I think it's in November, actually.
Okay.
Like 15th or something around there. I don't know, you guys. I'll figure it out and post it on our social medias.
And then Carmen and I and our friend Allison are going to be at the Ashley Furniture Women's Night Out thing in November, too.
That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's November 15th, right?
12th.
So I don't know time anymore. I got nothing, you guys. So we'll figure it out and post things, and you'll be able to find us around town.
And always at the store.
Always at the store.
Which is at 8 Jefferson, downtown, Grand Rapids. just south of Fulton Street.
So we have all the restaurants around us, so get a snack and come see us.
You want shawarma, can I say that word?
Growled when you said that, so.
And Chinese, Thai. And pho, and Thai, and bagels.
Bagels.
And
bagels.
Bagels, and Asian fusion tacos.
Oh my God, you guys, come see us.
So much all food.
So many
the things.
Good foods.
And if you do come see us, bring us something to eat at.
Or at least a Red Bull.
Bring you snacks.
Get tired. Yes. Well, this has been great, bitches.
Yeah.
Thanks for being Thanks, here everyone. Today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Follow us on socials.
We're all over the place, quite literally.
TikTok, Insta, Facebook, Patreon, mm-hmm. Spotify, Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And about 12 other ones.
Google. The Google Play Store. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all over the fucking place.
All right. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye.